Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday the 23rd. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a new program to look at what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was sliding around with bald tires on slick roads today. In the end, it came to rest up 37 points, about a 1/3%. But in good conscience, I have to tell you, the Dow was down quite a bit for the week. One stock to watch, Hewlett-Packard, the computer company. It has a new CEO, Meg Whitman. Investors not loving the choice, and the HP stock went down 2.3% today. S&P 500 up 6 points, 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite up 27 points, 1.1%. The 10-year bond yield up sharply to 1.83%. The Group of 20, that club for countries with big and influential economies, tried to calm down financial markets with a concerted pledge to do what it takes to keep the financial system stable. The promise came as two different newspapers in Greece quoted their country's finance minister as talking aloud about default as among a short list of options for his country. Mark Blythe, a professor of international political economy at Brown University, says Europe needs to accept that Greece will default.
And then there's no alternative to letting it go. And the problem is the contagion mechanism. If you have lots of different actors in the market who are all similarly exposed, the minute someone shouts fire in the crowded room, everyone heads for the exit. So if I know you're going to dump Greek debt, I'm going to dump it before you, and then I'm going to dump Portuguese to cover my assets and so on and so forth. Thus, you get the bank run around the bond market that everyone's afraid of. So it's not about letting Greece go. That's nothing. It's what Greece triggers that's the problem.
Greece gets blamed for spending beyond its means, but Blythe says Greece would have been okay if the international banking system had not melted down. He argues this is a banking problem and not a country-in-too-much-debt problem. If there is a solution, he says, it's to push banks to build up their cushions of capital to prepare for the day that Greece can't pay. That's just what the G20 is expected to work on in the coming weeks.
You take a long, hard look at your banks, and you turn around your banks and you say, some of you are basically insolvent. You have to go. And the rest of you need to recapitalize right now. Unfortunately, the combination of ideology that says it's all the fault of the Greeks, it's nothing to do with us, we're perfectly fine, plus these naked self-interest of the banks in making this problem somehow go away, means that we're kicking the proverbial can down the road. Unfortunately, we're just about to run out of road.
Europe could help cushion Greece's fall after a default, but there are voices calling to let Greece fall out of the eurozone altogether. Blythe says that talk is dangerously irresponsible.
If you really want to just say let it rip, you're looking at the collapse of the European banking system. Let's think about something that could basically make laymen look like a tea party. So this time it hurts for real. Well, when you let it rip and you end up with 40% unemployment, what's your next trick?
International political economist Mark Blythe at Brown University. This week, the stock market's loss has not been gold's gain. There's been a string of bad days for gold, and today it was the biggest slide in 5 years. It was down just about $100 an ounce to $16.39, a drop of 5.75%. Now here's the pulse, where we check the heart rate of the U.S. economy via a daily alternative indicator. Today the pulse is steady because of a forecast that America's demand for gasoline fell to its lowest point in 10 years. Industry was using more gas, which suggests the economy is not dead yet, but so many of us are out of work that we're not driving to work as much, a downward trend. And of course, there's the argument that less demand for gas is better for the environment. You can read all about it and monitor the pulse of the economy via marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.